Among all of this legislative session's appointment confirmation hearings, one is notably missing. As of yesterday, the governor's appointee to the Public Utilities Commission has not been scheduled. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Hey there.
Hey, and good Friday to you, Beth Ann.
You too. Now, it's not as if this appointee is a particular surprise. I mean, we've known about this since last June. So what explanation have you received for the lack of confirmation hearing, at least as of yesterday, for Tom Gorek?
Yeah, we haven't got a satisfactory explanation. I checked the list of all the governor's appointees. There's hundreds of them every session, and only one other had yet to be scheduled a confirmation hearing. And remember, the legislature wraps up May 4th. So we couldn't get a solid answer from the Senate, from President Ron Cochi, from Senator Roz Baker, whose committee Gorek will have to go before. But think about this. Gorek is actually already on the PUC. He is a commissioner. There are only three. And what one has to wonder is if something political is involved here, because his tenure on the PC, as you know, has been controversial, primarily related to the NextEra deal that fell through to purchase Hawaiian Electric.
But regardless, it disadvantages what the PUC is able to do if, in fact, you know, this were to be the situation that he's not necessarily confirmed.
That's right. And, you know, even if the committee, Baker's committee, voted against him, in other words, he didn't get a majority of the votes, it would still go to the full floor for a vote. If he does not prevail there, Gorek would actually have to step down by the first week of May, and that would leave a vacancy. Remember, there's only three members, three commissioners. That would be remain two. So they would, if they was to be a disagreement, there would be no tiebreaker. Additionally, the governor would also have to pick somebody else to serve again on an interim basis until the Senate decides to come back in session and hear that appointee.
Chad, so there's no word at all whether or not they're going to schedule a hearing between now and, say, the 1st of May?
They have said they are going to do that. That's coming from the Senate leadership. They have not said what day that is. I just checked the Capitol website just a few minutes ago. Nothing yet has been said, but the promise is coming from Senate leadership that they at least will hear the Gorek confirmation. We'll see how it works out. We'll definitely be covering it.
And seeing if they honor that promise.
Exactly.
Have a good weekend and a happy Easter. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us from Civil Beat periodically for a reality check.